Think a minute. A family-owned pastry company had been very successful for over 40 years. Then in the 1990s, the owners decided to expand their bakery business into other kinds of products. They worked harder than ever to make their new products. But in return for all their hard work, they actually lost money and almost went bankrupt. The businessman who finally bought this failing company said, "These people could not have worked any harder, but they could have worked smarter." You see, instead of working hard at what they did best, they worked hard at too many other things. And that's what caused them to fail. Our goal is to get results, not just get tired. That's why it's not enough to work hard. We also have to work smart by knowing our limits, both our strengths and our weaknesses. Remember, a leopard can't change his spots, so why try? Don't fight the facts. Just be who you are, but become the very best you can be. Make the most of your natural personality and abilities, as well as your experience. But we also need to know our limits and not waste our time and energy trying to be something we're not. We need to work in areas where we're comfortable, competent, and confident. In a way, your personality is like your shoe size. You don't get to choose it. But you do get to choose whether or not you fill your shoes in life by reaching your full potential and making the most of your natural assets and abilities. Remember, your self-confidence must be in your real self. You've got to know the truth of who you are and who you're not. And the one who made you can show you exactly who he designed you to be. So why not ask Jesus to take control of your heart and life today? He's the one who can help you know your limits. He'll make you free to make the most of your personality and abilities so you become the best you can possibly be. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.